A patchwork of protocols. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. More states easing COVID restrictions, including mask mandates.
Starting Thursday, the state of New York won't require masks or vaccine proof to enter public establishments like restaurants.
We hit our peak on January 7th, but now we've witnessed a 93% drop in cases. We are now below February 8th. With 6,000 cases.
Though a restaurant or even a local government could require masks, says Governor Kathy Hochul, but students will still be required to wear them.
Adults can make their own decision. Children still need adults to look out for their health.
Hochul says after spring breaks, parents should have kids COVID tested and report results to schools. Eben Brown, Fox News.
New York City already emphasizing its COVID mandates remain in place. At least two other states, California and Illinois, are also keeping masks in schools for now, but several others won't require them beginning later this month, leaving school decisions up to local officials. As the White House prepares for possible FDA approval of Pfizer's vaccine for younger kids.
This vaccine is specifically formulated for these young kids. So we're launching a new program specially for kids under five.
But White House Response Coordinator Zients says they know many parents have questions. Police in the nation's capital responding to multiple bomb threats again today, with some schools evacuated a day after the vice president's husband had to evacuate a D.C. school. The FBI and ATF investigating. A law enforcement source suspects the threats, like others, against historically black colleges and universities last week may be related to Black History Month. A police officer in the small town of Hemingway, South Carolina, now charged with voluntary manslaughter for shooting and killing an unarmed motorist Sunday. Investigators say he was shot as he tried to run from his car after a high-speed chase and crash. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The president could address a full House chamber for next month's State of the Union.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she hopes to be able to invite every member of Congress to attend President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st.
I think that people are ready to pivot in a way that shows to the American people we've largely been vaccinated.
But Pelosi says decisions on lifting COVID precaution protocols here will come from guidance from the Office of the Attending Physician.
I'm hoping that every week brings us closer to a bigger participation.
President Biden's first address to Congress last year was attended by a limited number of lawmakers with strict capacity limits and social distancing.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. Thousands of turkeys are being euthanized at a farm is under quarantine in southern Indiana after a case of bird flu was found, the first confirmed case in commercial poultry in the U.S. since 2020. The USDA says there's no immediate public health concern and that turkeys from the infected farm will not enter the food supply. Avian influenza was found when samples from the farm were analyzed after about 100 turkeys died. Comedians take a page out of the songwriter's book in a lawsuit against a streaming service.
The estates of Robin Williams and George Carlin, joined by comedians Andrew Dice Clay, Bill Engvall, and Ron White, are suing Pandora, claiming the service doesn't properly license their performances. For spoken word recordings like comic stand-ups, streaming services like Pandora and Spotify only pay for the recording and not the composition itself, in this case, comedy writing. Whereas for music, each piece is covered by two copyrights, one for the sound recording and another for the underlying written music.
Fox's Monica DeLuca. An hour to the close, still a rally. The Dow's up 275 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.